Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Decker, and no, this is not an Ovation Cell Therapy commercial. I am Kathy and Judy's producer, and I am thrilled to be hanging out with all of my girlfriends on this Saturday. Now, today is a holiday for Miss Judy, so we're going to do the best of Kathy and Judy. Fun clips, moments that we all shared with our girlfriends over the years. And just a little fun fact or behind-the-scenes info. I had just started at the station, and I would fill in for producer Beth whenever she would take vacation. And I was the one that got to answer all the shocked and tearful calls 4 years ago. So I really feel like everything has come full circle, because now I'm thrilled and excited to be their producer and answer happy, funny, awesome calls now. It was such a fun show to put together. I would listen to their CDs, the best of clips, and I would pick stuff that really made me laugh out loud. But I was listening to their CDs when I was, well, I put it on my iPod. I was listening on the CTA. So I would be laughing out loud in the middle of rush hour, looking like a crazy person, but it was completely worth it. I want you to sit back, relax, and laugh along with your girlfriends here on 720 WGN.
With WGN's business update, I'm Max Armstrong.
Now, Max, you'll probably remember it was a year or two ago when we were playing the Blaine's ads.
Yes.
That I asked you the question,
what is a mitmer?
And in the last 2 days since we have started playing the Blaine's commercials again, I've had two people write and say, what is a mitmer? And how can something be like a mitmer? And the words are, it's our pride in the red, white, and blue.
It's a commitment.
I think it's our commitment, okay. Not like a mitmer. So as long as we're going to play it now for all
sing
of you.
Sing along, everybody.
Yes, sing along.
But you know, I have a feeling they may want to start stocking mitmers.
Yeah, that's right.
At the farm and fleet store.
Or you could go in and say, you know what, I can't afford a mitmer, but do you have anything that's like a mitmer?
We're going to have to come up with a product, the three of us.
Oh, mitmer. Why don't
sell.
We ask
do
people?
It.
Why don't we ask if you, what would
first
you think a mitmer would be?
Let's listen to,
oh, wait a minute. Kurt did an eBay search for mitmers and came up with zero products.
Kurt did not.
So it's a wide open.
Kurt did not spell mitmer right.
He did too.
M-I-T-M-E-R. It's double T.
Oh, not the kind of mitmer I'm talking
no.
about.
I thought it was rivers they were talking about.
It's
okay,
like a river?
Yeah.
Everybody listen.
Here
okay,
we go.
Now look.
Here.
See, when he searched for mitmer with two T's, there were 4,128.
Oh, yeah. We were spelling it wrong. Okay, now everybody listen. And everybody.
And then we'll decide what
we'll
a mitmer
sing
is.
Along here.
Okay,
all right,
let's
ready?
All sing.
Here we go.
It's our pride in the red, white, and blue. It's our commitment. That always comes shining through. Fine value, farm and fleet.
Okay, I've invented my mitmer.
All
you
right.
have to call in and say what you think
a
an invention
is.
That a mitmer might be. My mitmer is a glove. It's a mitt, but it's got a flashlight on it. That comes shining through.
So it's for the winter time then.
Yes.
It's a mitmer.
You wear these flashlights on your glove.
Oh, okay.
So you can see where you're going in an emergency, but you can also still hold your Starbucks.
Ah, okay.
Interesting. Probably not right. But.
Well, wait a minute. Maria knows what a mitmer is.
Maria knows what a mitmer is.
Yes, I do.
What's a mitmer?
A mitmer is the string that holds the mittens together so you don't lose one.
That's the mitmer.
Again,
yes, it is.
All
right.
Again, connected to gloves.
Yes.
But it needs to always be shining through.
It shines through.
So you don't
jacket.
Lose a mitten. It comes through for you, so you don't lose one of the mittens.
All right.
Very good,
thank
Maria.
You, Maria. Mm-hmm. This is Barbara, who has another definition. Barbara?
Hi. That's a mitt that you lay over your heart if you have a murmur.
Oh, okay. All
and
right.
And then your heart comes shining through.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're
well, now, wait a minute. Mark, you think we're spelling it wrong?
Actually, two words put together.
Okay.
The first word is mitt, as
yes.
in baseball mitt.
Okay.
Because if you've ever played baseball, if you've ever been out on a baseball field all day and you got your mitt on, by the end of the day, after having a piece of leather on your hand smells pretty bad. And if you were going on a date with a girl, after the game or something like that for the first time, and your hand smelled like an old piece of leather, that wouldn't be good. So it's mitmer. It gets rid of the smell.
Oh, like myrrh, like gold frankincense and myrrh.
Right, exactly.
M-Y-R-R-A.
Oh, so it's an herb. It's an herb.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Mark.
All right.
Now, yourself. All right, now let's see. We're starting this. In the red, white, and blue. Here we go.
Now, here's the mitmer part.
Right.
It's a commitment that always comes shining through.
Okay, I figured it out. Do you know what he just? Wait, you know what he's saying? It's a commitment that's always shining through.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Did I miss something again? Is it Friday? And am I glad?
Wait a minute.
I'm so leaving.
All right. This is Annie. Annie.
Hi.
Hi. Now you didn't hear. It's like a mitmer. What did you hear?
I heard it's Michael Mitmer. That always comes shining through, and I went to his bar mitzvah. And I
thought, Mitmer, and you thought he inherited
the family's
business. I thought,
that's great. He's opening up these farm and fleet stores because his parents had quarter horses. So
it's Mitmer.
It's Michael Mitmer that always comes shining through.
Oh. Did you call any of your old girlfriends and tell them about Michael Mitmer?
I actually did, and they thought I was nuts. But I remember I went to his bar mitzvah, and everyone was so excited because they had horses, and it was actually the party was out at the stable. So I thought
that around here?
Yes.
It was. So Michael Mitmer lives around here.
Annie, I think if you listen, you'll hear they're saying it's a commitment.
After 58 years of living with my own self, I have discovered a flaw, a permanent flaw, that I have never acknowledged.
Okay, well, why don't you see if the rest of us have?
Okay.
Run it by.
Okay.
I came in when I was sick last week.
Yes, you did. Yes, go ahead, Judy. What's the flaw?
I think other people share this flaw.
All right.
I have never bought the right coat. I never, ever have the right coat to go someplace.
We almost had an intervention about that.
No.
What do you mean you never have the coat?
This is such a relief to me that finally sees.
I have worked so hard.
That's not the one Kurt was thinking of.
There's a friend.
Look, I just took the alcohol screening test and have been called anti-Irish. Okay. You know, what else do you want to happen in the next hour?
You do set yourself up for that, but
I don't mind. It bounces off me
Judy,
and sticks to you.
Judy, you have lovely coats.
I have lovely coats.
They just don't match.
You have that yellow slicker for the rain.
To wit.
Well, not that
one. Okay. I spent a lot of money on that slicker for all those rainy days, you know?
Right.
But here's what I'm saying. When I travel, when you're home and you have 12 coats, you can always find a coat for the day because you have a coat for a narrow zone. But I don't have an all-purpose coat. You always have, on the other hand, perfect coats for traveling.
You know what the difference is?
What?
Kathy doesn't care what she looks like.
It's 10:17.
Crack yourself up, Steve.
And you're listening to the best of Kathy and Judy here on WGN. Now, the girlfriends will be with us live next Saturday. And if you miss any part of today's show, we will have it podcasted later today. WGN, I'm Kristen Decker, Kathy and Judy's producer, and we are just having a great time already. The girlfriends will be with us live next weekend. Next Saturday, we're on 10 to noon. Check out our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Kathy and Judy. Like us. We post pictures. You can also find podcasts on WGNradio.com. We are all over the place. It's the best of Kathy and Judy right here on 720 WGN.
Hey, girlfriends. It's your former producer, Beth. I've been so spoiled to still have you in my life since we signed off 4 years ago. The fact that we still do our group dinners with Kurt and Steve is just such a blessing. And I'm so excited for the WGN family to now have you back in their lives, at their breakfast table and in their cars. How lucky for us all. We've been through a lot together, from crying our eyes out to peeing in our pants, talking about life, death, fashion, sex, politics, family. Of all of the discussions, of all of the advice you gave, the wise words you bestowed upon us, the award-winning conversations you had. My absolute favorite moments were the ones when you had your crazy moments. No doubt it's safe to say here's to you providing us with many, many more crazy moments. But for now, I'm excited to be listening to a few from the past. Congrats. I love you. Welcome home.
I wouldn't know a fake diamond from a real one. Now, are those real diamonds on your necklace?
Well, they're pearls, but they're real. How about a penthouse where you get a Mercedes and a 24-hour butler and an in-room humidifier and a five-course?
No, a humidor. A humidor. A humidor.
An in-room humidor. Listen to Cap'n Waddle on Sports Central, and I'm going to sneeze. Remember?
I'm the church sexton.
Oh, do you know about Sex Thursday? Karen in Champaign, you're a nurse.
Review chart regarding, you know, these kind of phenomenons. And
you what?
I review charts.
You mean astrological charts?
No, review their patient charts.
Oh. Yeah.
It's 10:30. Time for a news update.
Good morning. I'm President...
McCormick Tribune Foundation is adding 50% to every contribution. So a dollar becomes a dollar fifty. $500 becomes $750. So
how much does $750 become?
More. Oh, Steve, don't do that. That's so mean.
Can you do it in your brain?
Do you have a?
It'd be 1,075, wouldn't it?
I have no idea.
You know, I live in mortal fear.
I don't know if that's right. I don't know if that's right, but
750 times 150. What's 750 times 1.5?
Half. What's a half of 750?
10:30, time for a news update.
Good morning.
Time for a news update. I'm done. This is Frank and Cicero. You're a fire person?
Firefighter, yes.
Firefighter. Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't think of the other word for man in that case.
A face painter. You know, I think most TVs now, Janice, have one of those, what's it called, with the embedded writing, where the writing comes, where you can
closed
read it.
Captioning.
Closed captioning. Oh.
I'm Steve Bertrand on Chicago's News and Talk, voice of Chicago, News 2720 WGN.
It's 8 times 8, 81
or 64.
89?
64. Where did you leave the gold earrings that she could steal them?
You know, I was just getting ready to put them on. And
oh, you had
doorbell
them on the table
rang,
or
so
something.
I set them on the cot, well, on the one of the end tables in my living room.
Oh, man.
So she came up and looked at the case. There were three of them. I should have known better.
So it was a cash transaction.
Wait, there were three earrings?
No.
Three people.
Cattle futures are up by about 20, are up by about 20 to 50 cents. And
I'm very sorry about that.
Oh.
At the Chicago.
I was just reading an email from Beth that said your mic is on.
Then you sneeze.
At the Chicago Board of Trade.
It's a family.
It's professional.
Excuse
radio.
Me while I wipe my shoulder.
Steve?
Winds are northeast at 16.
I love this.
You need some help, Steve?
No, not
yes,
at all.
He does.
Northeast wind.
Okay, go back, Steve. Or go
16
back
miles an hour.
Okay.
It's 46 degrees at the lake, 47
okay.
at Midway,
okay.
and 46 the first.
At O'Hare, he
right.
said.
Okay. I'm Wes Bleed on Chicago's News and Talk, Radio 720 WGN.
Thank you, Steve. Good to have you back.
Mm-hmm. We're on Radio 720 WGN.
No, we are not. We're on News Talk 720.
Now I understand what it's like to talk to me. I think a million people could do what Kathy and I do.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, you have to not have fear of public speaking. You have to not be afraid
to make
to
a
be
fool
called
of
out. Right.
2 million people could do Judy's. Love ya.
Kathy and Judy, speak your piece.
Hello.
Hello. Are you on? No. Yes.
Who is this?
Go forward.
I got to write the news. They got to do me.
Hello.
Yep.
What?
You're on, buddy.
Hello. We have to do you again. They never told us. That was part of the show. I'm tired.
What I meant to say,
yeah.
I've only got 3 square feet of grass. I'd like to keep it all green. Thank you very much.
And that, I think it is.
And that was Kathy and Judy. A wonderful feature.
Yes,
called
it was.
Speak Your Peace. Next week, next Wednesday, we'll be doing it again.
In the meantime, I got to go do Steve. So. It's in my contract.
Oh, and if it wasn't?
Yeah, cold day in Chautauqua.
My mother is a superhero. My mother was an intrepid career woman. My mother is the mother of all mothers. And we just
want to hear about your mother. Yeah.
We thought perhaps we could put a Kathy and Judy angle on this thing and talk about your mothers. And you finish the sentence.
My mother is probably the most narcissistic person I have ever met.
Would she be in our listening area?
Well, yeah, but I'm hoping she's not listening.
Even at an advanced age, she remains narcissistic.
Oh, very much so.
Will we be buying a special card for her Sunday?
You know, the problem is I've never really quite found the card that fits that
description. It says, Happy Mother's Day to the most narcissistic person I've ever met. All right, yeah. Mary, thank you for joining in the Kathy and Judy spirit.
You're welcome.
Now, here's a Rhonda, so we understand that this is something that will be
in Milwaukee.
Worthy Rhonda, of listening. Yeah. Yes, Rhonda, my mother is.
My mother is an extremely bitter person, and she hides it very nicely with alcohol.
Oh.
All right.
Now,
very
have
nice.
You found the perfect card for her?
No, not yet. Still looking.
Okay.
Our girlfriend Julie emails. What an insightful email. She says, my mother is demanding and critical. My mother is such a bitch. My mother is always right. My mother is an older version of me. My mother is a mouth breather. My mother sleeps with her car keys so we don't take her driving
Now, this is Jim in Peoria. Yes, Jim, your mother. My mother is.
The reason why I moved 1,000 miles away.
Is it enough?
No.
There are still telephones, aren't there, Jim?
Oh, when I moved, I didn't put a forwarding number. Oh, that drove her insane.
Kurt, my mother is.
Well, I have to preface it with another statement. My whole family is on depression medication. Mm-hmm. My mother's the cause.
WGN, I'm Kristen Decker, Kathy and Judy's producer, and this is the best of Kathy and Judy. It's a holiday, and Miss Judy is off, but your girlfriends, both of them, will be back here next week, 10 to noon. So you can also check out WGNradio.com to find a podcast of today's show if you're running around and you miss a little segment here or there. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the best of Kathy and Judy right here on 720 WGN.
Hi, this is Kurt Vanderaa. I was the producer for the Kathy and Judy show for about 10 years, and shortly after that, my resume says that I was their boss, but I think we all know better than that. Congratulations, girlfriends, and I don't just mean Kathy and Judy for getting back on our favorite radio station, but to everybody, all the fans who made the show such a success. And you know, of the many things that Kathy and Judy taught me, the one most important might have been the value of laughter, because it's a healing thing, it's a bonding thing, it's a miraculous thing, and sometimes it's best when you can learn to laugh at yourself. Judy gave us plenty of chances to learn that it's good to be able to laugh at yourself, but none may be better than the time she bought that new appliance.
Judy has a confession to make.
Okay, this is true. I don't understand. When people, like, they redecorate their kitchens or they redesign their kitchens and they spend 3 weeks, like, looking for cabinet knobs. You know, they have to have opinions on all that stuff.
Some people care about
that. I know.
We
I
did
understand
our kitchen a year ago, coming up on a year ago.
And?
We still don't have the knobs.
The knobs of your dreams.
Right, yeah.
The knobs of your dreams.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe because we're lucky and we have this job, so we have opinions on so many things. I'm like opinionless in almost the entire household appliance arena.
If it works, that's fine with
you. If it's there, I'm happy. So when my dishwasher met a noble end this weekend, I decided simply to look in my consumers and select it's my replacement dishwasher.
Okay. So you did.
So I did. So I phoned. So
the appliance company.
The appliance company. And I've done this with TVs. I've done this with refrigerators. I've never had a problem. I completely feel smug because I'm not schlepping. I'm not parking. I'm not dealing
Kong
with
say,
somebody.
I want the Farquhar 450
right.
double door.
Send it on out. Right. You know, I'll be home on Wednesday.
Right.
It shows up.
Okay. This is the one the Consumer Report says was the one that you needed
it
for
It says,
your
you
kitchen.
Know, for this price, for doing, you know, six dishes a month.
Right.
This is a really good dishwasher. Right. You know. So it's noisy. Okay, fine.
Okay.
It has turquoise, like where the controls are. It is so butt ugly.
Why would they do that? Do you have another choice?
Well, Kathy, I don't know what to do. I mean, I feel like you walk into my kitchen and you see a turquoise strip.
The control
I bet you can tell from the entry foyer.
probably the reflection.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking years of having perfected
in
my
appliances.
System, and it bites me in the backside yesterday
afternoon.
But that
seems like such a stupid thing to do.
Well,
I'm
going to call up and see if GE has a replacement panel.
Maybe you could just go Southwestern.
Get some of those coyote things.
Coyotes
and cactus.
And now I feel...
You see a lot of them in secondhand stores
you get,
these
like,
days.
You string know, of hot peppers, red
that's
peppers.
Right.
I mean, and I did what you said.
Screams 1986.
I'm thinking, wait a minute.
Margarita think, glasses.
To Adobe walls.
You could get an Adobe. You can get... Honestly, I've seen Adobe,
up,
Adobe
light switch covers. Light switch covers. So it could be like you're turning on your teepee.
Right. Okay. Oh, wait a minute.
Problem
Elaine.
Solved.
This
Elaine
is like, this
may
is
have
not...
solved your problem. Elaine?
Yes, my husband calls me the contact queen.
Yes.
Oh, I'm not putting contact paper in my life for Pete's sake.
Well, either that or duct tape. Come on.
You put turquoise in your kitchen.
Duct tape is silver. That
you know,
would be a...
And I know when I go to sell my house, they'd say it's a really nice house, but it has turquoise control
boards. Oh, wait a minute. Lori? What?
Hi. I happen to own a cabinet company, and we do a lot of kitchens. A lot of chrome plating is covered with turquoise plastic, and you have to peel the turquoise plastic off to see the chrome.
You're just trying to make me feel better.
Lori, no, I'm really not.
Next time you have a solution like this, call us first.
Okay. Wait. I thought you were going to say you could make me a cover.
No, that's
no,
true.
No, wait a minute. Jerry?
No.
Jerry?
Hi, Judy. I had the same thing with my dishwasher. It's a protective covering. It comes off.
Thank you, Jerry.
Can I go home now?
Thank you, Lori.
I'm very disappointed in
those No, but two. It says on the covering, it says, like, start, stop, hot, pots.
No, but this is a clear plastic covering that protects that control panel, which is probably some sort of metallic.
It's probably magenta underneath.
For the move, you know, for the move and everything.
It's got a picture of pinatas, I know.
So it's if you go home and peel off, find the corner of it, and just start
Steve,
peeling.
I should have done this when Steve wasn't here.
Don't do it until we come over and can watch you.
No, what if it's real, though?
I can't
not.
Imagine that it's real.
I
Why
exactly.
would any company put turquoise on the front of a white appliance and think the
but
consumers
has,
would be
Kathy,
happy with
it? Has
that?
Writing on it.
No, it has writing under it.
No, it has white writing on it. I'm going to cry.
What's the white writing?
It says remove before using.
I can't imagine that the president of the company won't be there to help you, Judy.
Can I come over and take pictures for the webpage before you take the strip off?
Yes.
Okay.
What if it's not? What am I going to do?
It is.
It is. I'm sure it
you
is.
You don't think I picked the one dishwasher in America that still has turquoise?
No.
If anybody could.
We'll be over for quesadillas later.
I have copped many times on this program to being a person who does not read instructions. I found out a year after I got my new camera some of the things it was capable of, courtesy of my friend Jenny, who has the same camera. She read the instructions. Last night, yesterday afternoon, I had to go get a new shredder. I like to shred my stuff before it goes in the garbage, and my one that I've had for several years just wasn't working anymore. So I stopped at Office Depot and got a $30 shredder and came home. And it's a little bit smaller than the one I had before, but, you know, it seems pretty straightforward.
They're very simple.
Pretty straightforward. It's got the slot to put the paper in.
Forward, back. Plug in.
Right. This one, however, shreds them into diamond shapes.
Lovely.
It's not stripped. So it's going to be harder for somebody to put together my, you know, my Visa bill on their dining room table with all the diamonds. So I take the shredder, I put it in the little basket that it comes with, I plug it in, and I look, and there's a slot that says insert credit card here. And I thought, ooh, what a smart idea, because a little kid, in terms of safety, a little kid is not going to have a credit card. So a little kid couldn't mess with the shredder if you have to sort of put the credit card in to unlock it. So I went I went and got my debit card.
Oh, no.
No. And stood there. It was in slow motion.
Yes.
Sucks in my debit card. And shreds into 100 diamond-shaped pieces.
Were you just talking to Judy on the phone prior to that?
I just thought, what the?
And this is the best of Kathy and Judy.
I get up Saturday morning, and it's kind of early, and I'm going to go out to water because it hasn't rained, of course, for a couple hours, so my garden has to be watered, having a garden built on sand. So I just grab a pair of jeans. I believe I picked them up off the floor. Pair of jeans and threw on a shirt and not my garden clothes, because in the cabinet in the laundry room I've got my garden clothes. They're the dirty things. They're the things that never come clean no matter how much you wash them. So
they're clean, but they look dirty.
You're right. They've just got mud stains on them and everything, but I didn't need to do that because I wasn't going to be actually working in the garden. Just grabbed a regular pair of jeans. So I'm out there. It's about 7:30 in the morning. You know, it's early. There's hardly anybody up walking, and I'm out there watering. And I'm watering and I'm watering, and I look down on the sidewalk, and there's a pair of underpants. And I'm thinking,
oh, well, what went
on in this garden last night? Somebody was having just the best old time.
Hey, those aren't purple cone flowers.
And I looked down and I went, wait a minute, I have underpants like that. Then I thought, wait a minute. Those are my underpants.
How'd they get there?
Here's how I figured they got there. Sometimes when I get undressed and drop my things on the floor, I do my jeans and my underpants in one fell swoop.
Oh, so, kind of a grand queen-like gesture.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Give me a minute. Okay, I'm picturing it.
Okay. I just take them off and get into bed. So I figure what I did.
Gonna need another minute.
I picked up my blue jeans and put them on, and the pair of underpants that had been in the blue jeans just sort of began working their way down the leg of the jeans while I was outside watering, because I didn't notice them when I first went out there.
Well, that begs the question, were you watering bareback?
Maybe. Maybe. But it was so embarrassing to look down there and go, oh, shoot.
I'd much rather just say that I can't remember another good time. Yeah.
That is not mulch.
Are you cultivating underpants now? Are you?
So hey. I just, you know, just very casually looked around to see if anybody was looking, and I reached down and picked up the underpants and stuck them in my jeans pocket.
Looking like, so did you wipe your forehead with them?
Just imagine the story the person who saw you do that is telling today.
And she picks up some underpants, some perfectly strange underpants.
You know, we knew when she was out there at 7:30 in the morning that she was weird, and then...
Toby, you have a similar story?
Apparently, you are so not alone. Right?
Yes, Toby.
Yes, Toby.
Let's hear your story.
Well, I was walking around Jewel, and I was wondering why everybody was looking at my feet. And I get into my car, and I see my underwear from the day before hanging out from the bottom of my pants.
So I'm apparently not the only person that just drops her jeans on the floor.
Nope.
All right. Thank you, Toby. Uh-huh. And Rhonda, who was...
I the same thing in the Jewel, except mine were on my feet. Mine were right in front of the customer service department.
What do you mean? They were sitting there.
I seen somebody I knew, and I went over and talked to her. And so we talked for a few minutes, and then we turned to go. And Pat goes, Rhonda, you dropped something. And I looked, I go, I didn't drop anything. I looked, there's this black thing there. Oh, my God. I knew they were mine, but I didn't admit they were mine.
They were your underpants.
But
how
I
did
think,
those get
you know,
there?
It was like during the winter, and I think it was that, you know, like the friction.
Static-cling problem.
Yeah.
Did the bag boy give you a new preferred car?
So embarrassed, though.
So
like,
you
oh,
walked
my.
Away. You didn't even claim them. You said, oh, for heaven's sake!
I said, oh, my God. Well,
keep it
I
away.
I thought I dropped it, so I thought I did, and I turned, and I said, well, what is this? You know, because it didn't, I mean, I was expecting my underpants there, so I didn't. So you just went over to pick it up, and it was like, oh, my God.
Do you think, mine. Since it's not only, you and Toby both have the same story, and it's in the Jewel,
right.
that someone from Jewel could call us. And you know how they say 21 when they are ringing up the keys for
right.
wine or liquor? If they have a number for lost underpants,
yeah,
it's 42. A Jewel.
42.
I'm glad to hear that it happened to Toby because I thought, gosh, I've never heard of this happening to anyone. And
well,
I was so embarrassed.
It's happened to Toby and to Kathy.
I used to work at a grocery store,
thanks,
Jody,
Rhonda.
And they we did have those.
Lost underpants thing?
Well, there's like a beautiful woman in the freezer section.
And what?
There was a code.
And what was the code?
I don't remember what it was, but there was something that we would say. Or if there was a shoplifting thing, because we had 10 registers, so we'd page register 13. Like
oh, assistance. That somebody's heading your way?
Right.
And they've got a lamb, leg of lamb under their coat?
But that was the most legitimate reason we used it, but we did have others.
It is said by Barry W. McCarthy, renowned sex therapist, that 40 to 50% of the time, the experience is good for both. 20 to 25%, it's good for one and fine for the other. And 20 to 25% of the time, it's acceptable but not remarkable. This would be a Rhonda. Hello, Rhonda.
Hello.
Hi.
I just thought I would call to tell you, as a Rhonda, I have been twice divorced. I just recently got divorced for the second time. I have a friend that's been a long-term friend. I've been divorced a year, and he's single, I'm single. I never again want another commitment in my life. And we just have friend sex, and I want to tell you something. 61 years old, and the men in my life have been messing with my mind. I always thought I was having good sex, but this is the first time in my life I've been over the top.
You
like,
mean
like the kind you read in books that goes, oh my God, they lose their senses type thing?
Yeah, that's what you're having now.
Oh my goodness gracious sakes, I've got to make up for lost time.
Okay, now
and
did
you know, I don't have I have nothing to worry about.
When you said you thought you were having good sex, did you really, or did you think, well, I guess this is good sex?
Yeah, I thought it was good sex. I thought that's what a climax was, but.
Oh, so you weren't even having orgasms.
I thought I was.
Now that you know what they are.
Now that I know what they are, baby. Watch out,
Mom. Hey, I'm Kristen Decker, your girlfriend, sitting in with the best of Kathy and Judy. The girls will be here next week, 10 to noon. I'll be screening calls. We invite you to listen to the program, call in live next week. But for right now, it's the best laughs, the best bits, the best of Kathy and Judy.
This is Dave Ennett, and on behalf of the entire WGN Radio Sports Department, I'd like to welcome Kathy and Judy back to WGN. We've missed you. After all, when you think sports, you think Kathy and Judy. In fact, I always know it's going to be a good day when I hear these seven magic words.
I have a sports question for Dave.
Which often led to a quiz or a contest.
Dave Ennett is going to stick around for a minute to play the Kathy and Judy sports numbers game that Kurt pointed out to us. It's, here's what we're going to do. We want a couple people who are great on sports statistics.
Oh, I could do that.
Do you want to play?
No, not really.
I didn't think so after your performance in The Office. So what we will do...
Did Steve perform in The Office?
Which performance
were you
talking
about?
Was
that when I went to get bacon?
Yeah.
Not the one where you were imitating me, but the one where you didn't come up with the sports numbers.
Well, if you had performed the song correctly, I might have done better with the dance.
What song?
I'm kidding.
Oh, it's a metaphor. Well, those are hard for me,
yeah.
So I'd rather skip them. Okay, we got Dave Ennett,
and
sports
Dave.
Director, and Dave Caller.
Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Okay, I'm here, too. So
I'm here,
Kat,
too,
so
Dave.
Steve.
Oh, hi, guys.
Okay, we're sorry there's something wrong with Dave's phone. Okay.
There's nothing wrong with Dave's phone.
All right, Dave. Welcome to our show.
Welcome.
We're glad you're excited to play the sports game.
Here it goes.
This is need a name.
Remember, it's a Judy game.
Shouldn't you give a little credit here? Aren't you ripping this off from someone?
He needs a name.
USA Today.
Okay.
Dave,
okay.
Give us another name, because if you're supposed to shout out
Dave,
your name.
Well, Dave, caller Dave Innit.
Pete.
Dave Pete?
Pete. Pete. Pete.
Okay, let's call Dave Pete and make it real simple.
Which Dave?
Dave the caller.
The Pete-like Dave.
All right, will you change it on the board, Kurt, so we don't screw up? All right, thank you.
Pete and Dave, I'm going to throw out a number, and you tell me what sports, like stat or person comes to mind, okay?
Do you have to say your name first?
Yes, that's your buzzer.
Okay.
All right. 31.
Pete.
Dave.
Yes, Pete, what's 31?
Greg Maddux.
Okay.
No.
That's one of the things that's right.
What is it, Dave?
Denny McClain, 31 games for the Detroit Tigers.
That's it. Okay, can you give us the year on that, Dave?
1968.
Oh, Pete, I'm sorry.
Oh. I think we better get some prizes lined up, Kurt. I think we're going to be giving some away.
Okay,
all right,
I'm feeling
Pete.
This is going to be too easy for Dave and Pete and Pete and Dave. 34.
Walter Payton.
Steve.
Oh, Dave.
Okay.
These rules are too tough for him.
I think Steve got his name in there.
I'd say Walter Payton.
Okay.
Wait a minute, I said that already.
Okay, just each of you say beep, and we'll be able to understand the difference in your voices. Okay.
We will?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. One's here and one's there.
Okay.
This is Plan B for the contestants who can't figure it out.
Good thing Sandra's
not here. All right. 56.
Beep.
Was that Pete?
That was me.
Dave.
Dave?
It sounded like beep to me.
We need a judge's ruling.
No,
okay. Well, I don't.
Pete, Judy said you could.
Pete, do you
Judy
think you'll even know it?
Pete, keep your hands on
Dave
your
is
going
to get to say it first.
Pete.
Okay, Dave.
Joe DiMaggio's hitting streak.
Right, Pete. Do you back that up?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay. All right. 59.
Pete. White Sox in the World Series.
Actually, all I got here is lowest score on the PGA Tour, first done by
Al. But Kurt says that is true.
That is true. Okay, so you get that.
Dave holds up his finger and he says, beep.
Al Geiberger.
Pardon?
Al Geiberger.
Yes, that is that is correct. We have our Price Waterhouse Vanderaz here. Okay.
Okay. Are you still having fun, Pete, Dave?
Yes.
Okay.
We're having a great time.
Okay.
Why did you pick Pete?
Pete Rose, gambling.
Oh,
very good.
All right.
Okay.
He's got 14.
14?
Pete Rose. Pete.
Oh, okay.
Do you know how many people they list in front of Pete Rose? They just bury him in there. They got Larry Doby, Ernie Banks, Otto Graham, and Y.A. Tittle. And Dan.
Gil Hodges, Pete.
Okay.
Pete's making up his own game.
Okay,
that was a retro Pete.
Pete, we're going to a new number.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, ready, everybody?
99.
Pete.
Okay, say it together, boys. Wow.
Pete, Dan Hampton.
Dan Hampton.
Boy.
Well, not in here.
Beep,
Wayne.
Beep. Wayne Gretzky.
Steve.
Steve?
4 years ago.
See, we're a little Chicago-oriented.
Okay. Thanks for playing Kathy and Judy's annual sports quiz.
We're
not doing
Pete.
This again until next July 3rd.
Oh, we can call him by his real name now. Thanks for playing, Dave.
Pete, thank you.
Pat, what kind of pajamas do you wear?
You know, I don't wear them, but thanks for asking.
Well, now we know something that we usually only
you
know about the players.
You sleep au naturel?
Here's the O2 pitch.
Dave, I would like to address the issue of playing hurt. It seems to me like in baseball that the teensiest little owie makes somebody not be able to play.
Okay? Don't you think that every day someone has a small sports injury?
When you play hockey, are there any rinks or arenas that are considered better ice, or is ice just ice?
Are we the only ones who like to talk to Mike Bielecki? During a time where there's a compelling sports event on, be it basketball, football, an amazing Cubs season, is that an enhancement for your sex life?
We're talking brackets.
Brackets.
Is that correct terminology?
Bracketology.
Well, my theme is normally the teams I think are going to win.
I worry also that Steve Berchtesgaden might be picking his teams along those lines.
Call me crazy.
The last time we talked, you were in your pajamas, weren't you?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
When you think sports, you think Kathy and Judy.
And when you think Cubs, you think Ronnie Santo, who's just waking up. Hi, sleepyhead.
That's right.
Hi, Ron. Go
I got in a little late last night.
Oh, that'll happen.
Time for the stretch. Here's Kathy and Judy.
Welcome the girlfriends from WGN Radio, Kathy and Judy.
Come on, girlfriends. Sing it with us. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
When you think sports,
think about something else.
Put it out of your mind.
Kristen Decker, hosting the best of Kathy and Judy. It's a holiday for Miss Judy. She is off today, and your girlfriends will be back next Saturday live, 10 to noon. We look forward to taking your calls and laughing. But we continue to laugh this morning. If you miss any part of the show, just go on over to WGNradio.com. We'll have it up as a podcast. And TV Morning News is talking with Cookie Monster. The Cookie Monster bit did not make it into the best of show because there were so many great things to put in there. But I loved their conversation with Cookie Monster. So I'll have K&J's version up maybe a little later today. It's 11:18 as we continue on with the best of Kathy and Judy.
This is Jerry, and we were bound to wind up this with a medical waste horror story. Correct, Jerry?
Hi, Kathy and Judy.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. Another medical waste courier.
Yes, and we used to... I picked up a cyst. It was 32 pounds.
Oh! It was in a container.
No, it wasn't in a container.
Wait a minute.
Our containers weren't big enough, and it was in a metal pan, and they put a cloth over it. So it had a membrane around it.
Okay,
obviously.
What weighs 32 pounds? Let's just, before we go on, weighs 32 pounds? A four-year-old child?
Cyst.
A cyst weighs 32 pounds
32
in this
pound
story.
A 32-pound cyst, okay. And where did you take it?
Did it come from an elephant?
No, it came from a lady.
Oh, gosh. Wow, who's now buying size sixes, right?
It was ovarian cancer?
Well, not cancer.
Ovarian cyst.
It was just a cyst. Okay, so what do you do with a 30? This sounds like a joke.
You pick it up, Kathy, at the hospital, and you put it in the back of your van.
Yes, Steve? Yeah.
128 quarter-pounders.
128, okay. All right, you pick it up in the metal pan.
And you put it in the back of your van.
Yes.
And you take it back to the lab, and on your way back to the lab, you have to stop real fast.
Oh!
And that thing was in the back, and it rumbled forward and slid.
Did it touch you?
No.
It didn't break.
It was the scare of my life. I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff, believe me.
The sliding cyst.
I love this.
So exorcist.
Did it fall out of the pan?
Any with a Christmas theme?
Did it fall out of the pan?
It did not fall out of the pan.
This is a cyst. This is your cyst.
I was really lucky.
Oh, man, Jerry.
I used to read the cards when we took back specimens to the histology department.
Uh-huh.
And one I couldn't read, and I said, "Hey, Mr. Florian," I said, "what is this?" And he pulled it out. And he started stretching it like a balloon. He says, "Oh, it's part of somebody's stomach." And I thought, wow.
He just knew from stretching it what it was.
Well, yeah, because he'd been in the business for ages.
Medical waste business.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Are you still in medical waste, Jerry?
Yeah, 28 years.
Jerry, don't you think a good book, you know how they have picture books of everything now? I think the medical waste picture book would be interesting, actually. I mean, it's gross. It's really gross. But what else have you hauled?
Well, I opened up a container one time and had a hand in it, just from the wrist down.
Mm-hmm.
Freaked me out.
Girl hand or boy hand?
You know what? I don't know. But I've had an eyeball.
What are you carrying today, Jer?
Big toe.
You're carrying a big toe today?
Not today, but I have had one.
Wait, when you get your
Kurt's got a million of them.
She's not done.
Including cease and desist.
Wait, when you get your item, is it in a Tupperware, and do you say to yourself, "I'm not going to open it.
I'm not going to look.
I'm not going to look."
It's usually in what they call a chicken bucket.
in a chicken. Does it look like a chicken bucket?
Well,
like
I don't know.
Like one of those cardboard things?
It's a white bucket with a lid.
Okay.
Is it opaque or translucent?
It's opaque.
So you have to pick it up and look, don't you?
Yes. Yes. And I picked up legs and stuff like that.
Okay.
Deal.
And where do you
Do you take a medical oath that says, I won't look, I won't look, I won't look? Oh, that's too difficult. I have to look.
Oh, no. I look all the time. I still do. And the funniest story I've ever seen, anytime you go into...
We heard it.
You haven't heard the last of it.
Yeah.
They had anything that you take out in operation has to come over to the lab to be a report made on it.
Okay.
And they took, I guess I can say this, a vibrator out of a guy.
Oh, my goodness sakes, yes.
And I had to bring that back, and he had called and asked for his batteries back. This is no lie. Honest to God.
Boy, there's a guy who's... trying to save wherever he can. Arlene?
Good morning, girls.
Yes,
I do have a story. When my fourth child was born, and he's going to be 40 next month. However, the story is that he was born in 64, and I went on the birth control pills for about 3 years, and I was having a problem with that, so the doctor says, we have something better, the gynecologist said. So I got an IUD, and it's kind of round, a little bigger than a quarter, and it's plastic, and had a little string if you needed to remove it, and it's in a white circle, in plastic, and I had it for 15 years until in 80 I had a hysterectomy.
Yikes.
And at that time, he took it out, and he said, this is what it is, and he cleaned it off and all, and put a little plastic bag, and I have it in my jewelry box.
I'm sure your children will be very happy to discover that.
It's mine. I don't know how.
Thanks, Arlene.
Thank you for the sharing.
Lynn, what do you have?
My mother's 52-year-old gallstones.
Is your mother still living?
No, she isn't. Bless her heart.
Well, why do you still have her gallstones?
I don't know. They're just sort of neat-looking things, and I just kept them.
What are they in?
They're in a little plastic box.
How big is a gallstone?
Well, now, just put in mind a regular marble.
Had two. They were marble size.
My mother's were just a little bit bigger, and they've got all this shiny, flecky stuff in them.
Why don't you get earrings made out of them? Why don't you get a pair of earrings made?
Oh, I'm afraid my mother will come back and haunt me. They caused her tremendous pain.
But you've never looked at that bag and thought, I'm throwing that out.
No, I don't throw away things.
Okay, do gallstones get smaller as they get older?
I know, these haven't. They're still just like they came out of my mother.
They expand.
In fact, I had the sack that they grew in for a while.
Oh, Lynn, goodness. This is like the 30-pound sick.
That grossed me out.
I'm going to go get Chinese for lunch, Lynn. How about you?
That grossed
me
out.
That little sack is the size of a normal-sized little pinky finger.
Uh-huh.
And these terrible things in it.
11:52 in the morning.
How can you be grossed out if you suggested putting them in earrings?
Yeah.
That was Kathy.
And while I'm here.
She said they were sparkly.
Are there any other body parts you'd wear?
No, I won't. I won't make them into anything.
Okay, Mama's gallstones.
Mama's gallstones.
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
This is the special souvenirs that people are keeping. Yes, Ruthie?
Oh, yes. I saved some earwax.
you could make that into any shape you want.
I don't want to touch it, but I had it done about 8 years ago out of curiosity.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. What? It was just this big, long piece
orange
of...
thing.
What's it kept in? The candle?
Well, I have it in a little plastic bag,
uh-huh.
And I have it in my vanity in my bathroom, and I figured someday when I die, my kids are going to wonder, now, what is
what
that?
The heck? Thinking, why don't you put a label on it?
I kind of forgot about it until you were talking about it, so maybe I'll do that, and I'll put the date on it.
Yeah.
Which ear it was from, you know, the right ear.
They
the
might
left
fight
ear.
Over it. Yeah,
yeah. There you
yeah,
go.
Well, I have three children, so maybe I can put it in three separate bags with directions how to put it together.
Excellent.
If it equals one.
Excellent. Know. All right. Beth, yes, what did you save? It's not from your body.
It's from someone's body that she loved.
I loved. I saved my puppy's testicles when he was castrated.
I'm thinking earrings.
No, see, you can't. They're in formaldehyde, so I don't know why. They would probably dry up.
Where would those be living in your house?
They're in the garage. I can't bring them in the house.
Because you might notice?
Do you show him to the dog when he misbehaves?
Well, here's the thing. The dog is gone because he was bad. He was a biter. So I tell my boys, the first thing that happens when you're bad is you're castrated, and then you're gone.
Attacked by geese. If you have been attacked by geese,
at your home or place of business.
On your private property.
And did you use a leaf rake? What did you use to defend yourself against the goose who attacked you?
Well, I just moved in from Denver. I'd been on a long-distance relationship with a young lady, and we rented an apartment. Little did we know anything about, I didn't know anything about Canadian geese, but she did because she was from Canada. And she didn't like them then. She sure doesn't like them anymore now.
Right.
Wait, are you saying you're from Denver and you don't have geese?
Not those. Those are the Antichrist geese.
Well, what did they do to you? What was your harrowing experience?
Well, she ended up getting sick for a little while, and we were on the bottom apartment, and they decided to lay some eggs, little did we know.
Uh-huh.
And one day I was putting in some wood for our fireplace in the shed, and this goose started chasing me all around the place.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of hitting him, I just went in the apartment. My girlfriend came outside, and it bit her.
Wow.
And
Do you have to go to the hospital if a goose bites you?
No, it just makes you really mad.
Yeah.
And I think it was a little worse for her because she was Canadian, and I sat there and said, the only good thing that comes out of Canada, and it still bites you.
How's the relationship?
Yeah.
She lives in Canada again, but she's coming down this weekend. I'm actually going to the airport to pick her up now.
Are you still an item?
Yeah. Work transferred her up there, so she's coming down for my birthday this week.
Well, happy birthday, Mike.
Did you keep the condo?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Yeah.
I even put in one of those electronic dog training fences.
For who?
For the geese. It doesn't work.
Well, wait a minute, Mike. You gotta put collars on all the Mike, you know the concept of the dog training fences?
I do now.
How much did you spend on that?
It ran in the high threes.
Uh-huh. But it didn't work.
Oh, absolutely not. But if I get a dog, I'm good to go.
It was so much fun to have them on the air yesterday in their old time slot. And if you missed that show, it's podcasted and found at WGNradio.com. Thank you to all of our girlfriends for all your nice notes on our Facebook page and all the texts that you're texting in to 24720. It's more good times with your girlfriends on 720 WGN.
If you're feeling unattractive today, maybe Kurt and Steve could help you feel a little better about yourself. Kurt, can you say hello to people for us? Kurt, are you there?
My headphones are shorting out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that giving you a little thrill?
I'm not kidding. This morning, if you closed your eyes before he had a sip of Diet Coke, he was Rick Hogan incarnate.
Yes, he was. Tanya?
Hi.
Hi, what's the matter?
I've had a sinus infection since Sunday. I have really bad breath from all the drainage. I haven't had makeup or done my hair since Sunday.
Don't make it too hard for them.
Yeah. All right, Kurt and Steve, get yourself to work.
I'd like to hear her use the word drainage again.
I can't fight with that. Hey, Tanya?
Yeah.
Are you wearing tube socks?
No.
Oh.
Hey, no, I have my pink robe on.
Hey, really? Tanya, tell me what's on your mind, because you're on mine.
Oh. I really can't take you guys serious.
Tanya, tell me if you've got Vicodin at home, because Kurt does.
I do have Vicodin at home, because I had a root canal a couple weeks ago, too.
Oh, man. You're
just batting 1,000, aren't you, Tanya?
I hit 35. I'm falling apart.
Are we going to start talking oral surgery?
No. But my husband still thinks I'm sexy. I just don't.
Well, as long as you set your standards low enough. All right, Tanya, we hope you feel better.
Okay.
Kurt and Steve have made you feel sexy.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. This is Vince. Yes, Vince?
Yes, hello. How are you?
Well, hi, Vince. What's the matter?
Just a little bloated, irritable, and just feeling rather unsexy today.
Deal with it.
you can't help me out?
I'm still here for you, Vince.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Why don't you tell him that he doesn't look that bloated, you guys? Come on, just...
Well, he does, but...
I'm wearing my Tasmanian boxer shorts. Does it help?
Oh, you had me up until there.
Thank you,
the legendary
Dan.
Tasmanian boxer shorts. Let's check in with Lyle Dean now, I believe.
Okay.
You know, if all you can do with your entertainment dollars are buy one pair of Tasmanian boxer shorts, really, it's money well spent.
All right, this is this is the segment called So You're Not Feeling That Attractive.
Yes,
and
Susan.
Susan?
Hello? Susan? Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I like Susan already.
Okay.
She's a good friend of mine.
What's the deal, Susan?
I am 41. I'm pregnant with my fourth child. I've put on 40 pounds, and I have not heard my husband tell me once I look sexy.
Maybe it's because it's so obvious to everyone, Susan.
I don't know.
Some things just go without saying, Susan. The sky doesn't have to say that it's blue. It just is.
I know, but you'd like to hear it.
Susan, let me tell you. The sky is blue.
Thank you.
No, wait.
It's the wrong one telling me, though.
Sorry, wait.
Susan, I'd recommend the cabaret at the Hotel Continental.
Yeah?
It really lifts my spirits.
She's pregnant.
Well, they don't charge extra for fetuses.
That's what got me in trouble.
Yeah, apparently you did look sexy once.
How pregnant are you, Susan?
7 months.
Steve?
I'm not pregnant at all.
I'm not
supposed to make me feel sexy.
Come on, make her feel a little bit sexy.
Are you wearing tube socks?
No socks.
What color are your eyes, Susan?
Hazel.
Ooh, that's nice, Hazel. I've got hazel eyes, Susan.
And you're, and you're much sexier than Steve, I can tell already. And less phlegmy.
Is that Peggy Flemmy?
This is about Susan, not about Peggy.
I'm sorry. Do you remember Peggy? Now that was sexy.
Even when she was pregnant.
Not at 7 months, no. Okay. No, really, Susan. Really. This is about Susan.
Susan, do you feel bad that they couldn't make you feel sexy?
A little bit.
Susan, I tell you what. Let me do the laundry tonight. I'll whip up a little dinner for you. You just prop your feet up, and I'll be in to give you a little foot massage and paint your toenails a little later because you're worth it.
That sounds good.
Wow, you sounded like you meant that.
He sounds just a little bit this side of that computer in 2001, doesn't he?
Hell.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Dave?
Yeah.
Susan, I think you're a bit of a tough audience.
Yeah,
I think
you are tough, Susan. They're working at it.
Yeah.
Come on, Susan.
I am.
She is so sorry she called
meant to say,
I'm sorry, Susan.
She meant to say, I am.
Happy Labor Day, Susan.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was the first and last episode of Kurt and Steve Can Make You Feel Sexy.
It's another reason to get a flu shot.
Speaking of bathrooms on airlines, Rhonda has a question. Yes, Rhonda?
Hi,
Rhonda.
Hey, well, you know, I was reading the Red Book yesterday, and they were talking about all these, you know, turn-on things, and they were talking about the Mile High Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering whether there's anybody that's ever done it.
Had you never heard of that before?
No. Am I stupid or what?
No. How old are you, Rhonda?
I'm going to be 70 this year.
Well, it doesn't mean you've missed your opportunity if it sounds like a good thing.
No, not. Have you ever?
Can you?
Have I ever? Oh, like I would be saying on the radio. I'm a mother.
It's the Rhonda and Rhonda show.
I forgot I could be a Rhonda. Okay, this is Rhonda to Rhonda.
When you read that, Rhonda, was there a part of you that went, wow, I wonder what that would be like?
Well, that I did, and I wondered how you could pull it off.
Well, standing is usually involved.
There's a couple of levels.
All right.
Okay. And, you know,
Kurt says if you pull it off, you're doing it wrong.
Pull it down. Now, wait, what was the other thing? Never mind. People do it.
It's probably a quickie.
Well, I kind of get the idea.
It's probably a quickie, Rhonda.
Oh, Rhonda, where there's a will, there's a way, you know?
I guess. But would you do that in first class or would you do it in coach?
I don't think the first class, now, people can correct me, and they will. I don't know that the first class bathroom is any bigger than the other ones.
Oh, it's done in the bathroom. Oh.
Where did you think?
I thought they were doing it in the airplane.
They, That actually,
I mean,
they
can't.
No, they can mostly under a blanket, but mostly in the bathroom.
The bathroom is where it's most often occurred.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it helps with the yelling.
Ron, are you planning a trip with Mr. Rhonda?
Well, no, but and I'd love to tell you about my bathroom experience, but I'm afraid I'd get shut off the air. I've only flown about 3 or 4 times.
Uh huh.
But I'd never been in a bathroom in an airplane before, and of course I went in and I kind of, you know, you back up to this thing, you know.
Yeah.
And I started to go, and I'm feeling the splashing. I'm thinking, God, I'm not back far enough. So I went back further, and it's still happening. And I looked around. I never lifted up the lid.
Hope that wasn't a long flight.
Well, you know, I had to use a whole box of Kleenex to get it off the floor.
Oh, Rhonda, I'm sorry you couldn't tell us about your bathroom experience.
Oh, dear. Well,
thank you, Rhonda.
Well, thank you, dear.
Now, book your next flight. Keep the mile high. You have to get a blanket, though.
I have to have a blanket.
Okay. Yeah, you have to say, you know, when you see those women saying, can I have that blanket, please? You know they're up to no
then
good.
Then you know. Then you watch.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rhonda. Lift the lid. Okay. Bye. Finally, this is Rhonda.
Rhonda.
Well, I don't have to be around. I'm Sue from Milwaukee, and my daughter and son-in-law met at the Mile High Club.
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
Rhonda, do you know
Rhonda, do you know what that is?
Do you know what the Mile High Club is?
Just like 6 feet under.
Your daughter and son-in-law met
at the Mile High Club in Milwaukee. Yeah, they're very happily married, and they've got a couple little ones.
Wait a minute.
Rhonda,
do you know what the Mile High Club is?
Rhonda?
It's a social club.
Yeah. Well, it's real social.
No. Well, in Milwaukee, it's really neat. They go to basketball games and...
it's called the Mile High Club.
I didn't hear the beginning of the program, so I...
Okay, Rhonda, the Mile High Club...
Have you ever heard of... Besides the one in Milwaukee?
No.
Okay, because the Mile High Club is supposedly what you become a member of after you've had sexual intercourse in a flying airplane.
Ah! Now, did I miss something or what? Yeah.
And you here, you thought they were going to ice cream socials each week, didn't you?
When we saw your call, Rhonda, and it says daughter and son-in-law first met while joining Mile High Club, we were stunned.
Thank you, Rhonda.
It's real legit in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Yeah, everything is.
So excited for our girlfriends to be back with us next Saturday live, 10 to noon. Can't wait to hear your phone calls. Check out our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Kathy and Judy. Like us. You know you do. We continue on with the very best of Kathy and Judy, and we finally are getting to everybody's favorite topic. It's time to talk about sex.
I had a love dream last night. Who? This is so horrible. George C. Scott.
Was he any good?
I could not keep our hands off each other. George C. Scott is basically, there is nothing I like about him.
Totally unappealing.
He's ugly. He, I think, had a really bad temper.
He's dead.
He was an alcoholic. Screaming and yelling. Plus, he dyed his hair in my dream.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
And I was so...
alarmed.
I am so embarrassed. And all I can think of is other people must... You know, when you have an array of movie stars to pick from, I can't be the only person in the world who wasted a pick on George C. Scott. I mean, not that I'm expecting a lot
Colleen
of people would have
Dewhurst
done...
in the dream, or were
No, it wasn't tempestuous like that. I was me.
Okay.
But I
very pliable.
Yes.
Basically benign and passive.
Mm.
Compared to Colleen Dewhurst, I bet.
Come over here, private.
Who said that?
No, you can just see Colleen Dewhurst saying that.
Oh. But the most embarrassing person you ever had a dream about. Can you top George
A dream or a love dream? Aren't we going love dreams with
this?
Well,
yeah, love dream. Oh, okay. It's just ridiculous.
Not just I was driving down the road with George C. Scott, but George C. Scott and I couldn't keep our hands
off. It's not a love dream. It's a sex dream.
It's a sex dream.
We didn't have sex. We were building.
Thank you,
Bill. We were building. Yeah.
Thank you, Bill Clinton.
Okay. Oh, look, let's kick off with Ruth.
Right, yes, Ruth.
Okay, because this is bad, Ruth.
Ruth?
Hello.
Hi.
Did he tell you?
No, we can see it on the screen. Go ahead. Break everybody up.
It was Leonard Nimoy.
Was he good?
I was so in love with him. I adored him in my dream. I think he's an idiot.
Was he Vulcan at the time? Is that what he is, a Vulcan?
Well, he had those pointy ears.
Did you?
But he didn't have a costume.
Were you making out?
No, I don't think we were really doing anything. I just was so in love with him. But I think it's because of those Priceline commercials.
Ah,
no,
okay.
I'm not
that
trying to explain it on something, Ruth. I think you better take responsibility. Okay, Leonard Nimoy. Okay. I want to say
have
Nimrod.
A good one.
Okay.
Bye.
I want to talk to you because you'll make everybody feel good after you tell us who you had a sex dream about.
Vince, remember you didn't want to use your real name.
Because this is so horrible.
Okay. Yes, you had
my mother-in-law.
Is she hot?
She's an attractive woman, by all means.
Well, let's get her on the phone.
Oh, no.
How far did you go in the dream, Vince?
We were between the sheets.
You were.
Okay, you wake up, and you're next to her daughter.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Did you tell your wife about it?
No, but my wife knows that in my youth, I suppose, that my desires lie towards older women.
Okay. Is your wife older than you?
A few years, but not much.
Okay, you know what, Vince? That'll go away. You know why? Because you'll get older, and older women are going to be so old that you won't be able to do that anymore.
I don't know. It hasn't changed yet.
How old are you?
Actually, I just turned 30.
Oh, okay, you're still a puppy. Okay, thank you, Vince. Go see a psychiatrist. Okay.
Good luck with Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah. Okay, this is Harry.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, Harry.
Hi.
Who did you dream about? Who did you have a sex dream about?
Hector Elizondo. Why? I could have had Pierce Brosnan, Antonio Banderas. Why did I pick Hector? I don't even know from Hector.
What had you seen him in?
Oh, probably nothing. In
Pretty
years.
Woman. Pretty Woman, maybe? That's been on TV.
The Princess Bride.
No. It just came right out of left field, and I don't know.
Harriet, how far did it go, Harriet?
Oh, it was pretty hot.
Okay.
We were having a good time.
All right.
Except when I woke up and said, what
Hector
is
Elizondo.
You?
Yeah.
That's very
how I
funny.
Feel today.
I'm Steve Bertrand. One of my favorite things about the Kathy and Judy show is when a caller comes in through one door and then ends up leaving through a very different one. Here's an example of when you mix Speak Your Peace with Sex Thursday and a feisty Rhonda.
In the meantime, this is Rhonda. Hi, Rhonda.
Rhonda, if you turn down your radio, we can talk to you.
Rhonda, you didn't want to use your real name? Hi, are you there, Rhonda?
Hello.
Hello, Rhonda.
Yeah.
Hi.
Is today one of those programs where you air your grievances?
Yes, it is. Did you want to do it?
Oh, I have an awful grievance
Rhonda,
your program.
All right, Rhonda, hold on. Well, see, the thing about Speak Your Peace is that, Rhonda, you have to turn down your radio first. Rhonda? Rhonda?
Yes.
You have to turn down your radio.
I did.
Okay,
good.
That's good. The thing about Speak Your Peace is it's not a place for you to air gripes about the program, so let's do you outside of Speak Your Peace, okay?
I don't care where, but I need to voice this opinion because I am so fed up with this program. It isn't even funny.
This is the Kathy and Judy program?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well,
because
you go right
all
ahead.
You people do is you thrive on the subject of sex. It is so disgusting. Yesterday, I'm telling you, if I had been any place where it would have meant anything, I would have picked up my radio and thrown it out because it's just your program.
Oh, that must have been the part where we were wondering if anybody
I don't
had
know
sex
what part it was, and I'm not interested
spouse.
In rehashing it. The part is that it is
like
vulgar,
it's night.
Unnecessary, and can't we have more pleasant subjects to talk about than how often somebody has sex, where they have it, what they do.
Did you hear what we were just talking about? It was like the lights that you have, you
Christmas
put in front of your house.
Christmas decorations. Would that be a good one?
What?
We were going to talk about Christmas decorations.
I don't care what you talk about, but quit talking about sex. It's disgusting. All it does is encourage the younger people to concentrate on sex, mm-hmm. and it leads to sin, period.
How do you feel about sex?
How do I feel about it?
Uh-huh.
It has its place.
Which mm-hmm. is?
Which is, very simply...
The Oval Office.
The Oval Office. Not the Oval Office.
I'm not getting into that.
Okay.
I'm just saying there are much more interesting subjects to talk about.
Well, Christmas
but you two girls constantly talk about sex.
Okay, Rhonda, can you do us a favor?
Because we're not going to talk about sex the rest of the day.
Okay.
Well, don't talk about it at all anymore. You don't need to. It's not an
interesting subject. Day at a time, Rhonda.
Yeah.
Day at a time.
Now, Rhonda, can you do a favor for us?
I don't know.
Well, wait, do you have a cold?
I am very sick.
You sound
terrible.
I've
had pneumonia.
My God.
Have you been to the doctor? Rhonda.
Do you have viral or bronchial?
Viral pneumonia or bronchial pneumonia?
Because we have different get well cards for each one.
I don't want to get well card. I don't want anything. All I want you to do is clean up that smut off of your program.
Okay, well, we are. Rhonda.
We want you to do us. We're going to send you a prize, okay? When you feel better, can you get a friend and go out to dinner some night?
I don't know.
Well,
do you have some friends?
Not where I'm living, I don't.
Really?
Are you lonesome?
No, I'm not lonesome at all.
Good. You just don't sound that good. We just wanted to know if you would say for us, hey, you kids, get off my lawn. Like you were really mad at us.
Like if kids were on your lawn, how would it sound?
What do you want me to say?
Hey, you kids, get off my lawn.
I wouldn't say it that way.
How would you say it?
I would very simply just go out there and be very diplomatic about it, and I would say, would you people please get off of my lawn?
All right.
Yeah, what if they were talking about sex?
Oh, hey, that's an altogether different subject. Now, we're not going to talk about sex anymore. I want it eliminated from the show, period.
Okay, and you get
your
wish.
Can you remember the last time you had sex?
You know something?
You know what?
If there's a hell, you're going.